Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. I'd like to take you with me to Africa so I can introduce you to the Bishop of Umuahia in Nigeria, Lucius Iwajuri Ugoji, whom I recently met at the Synod for Africa, which took place in October here in the Vatican, an effort to discuss reconciliation, justice and peace across this vast continent. On this occasion, Bishop Ugoji was kind enough to share with me some thoughts regarding the impact of reckless exploitation of the environment on the part of multinational corporations. But I won't give too much away. Just listen to Bishop Ugoji.
Environmental degradation in Nigeria and elsewhere in Africa is something that is serious. Well, let's begin by saying that the environment that God created is a very beautiful one, and on account of human carelessness and recklessness, a lot has been degraded. In the northern part of the country, for instance, there is a lot of overgrazing. People cut wood for firewood, for charcoal. This has led to the expansion of the desert, the Sahara Desert. And it's expanding at a pace that is very threatening. So it's necessary that we call the attention of people to that.
You're talking about sub-Saharan Africa.
Yes, then there is also the activities of multinationals, particularly in the Niger Delta area where they prospect oil. The Niger Delta area is where the wealth of the country is. But unfortunately, the environment is so degraded through oil spillage, so much so that those who were fishermen in the past can no longer undertake their occupation, as well as those who are farmers, because not only sea is polluted, but also land. So this has provoked many of the young people in the area to be militants. So we are encouraging multinationals that they rise up to their corporate social responsibility of helping to develop the area, building schools, hospitals, and the basic social infrastructure is needed in the area.
When you say we, you mean the church. How do you create this awareness?
The church has done quite a great deal. About 2 years ago, there was a seminar workshop on oil and gas. We invited all the stakeholders, both politicians, people from the oil sector, and so on. And at the end of the day, the church published a document on that, on oil and gas in Nigeria. I think it made some positive impact on some of the multinationals, but the degradation of the environment has continued.
It threatens the prospects of peace, or anyway heightens tensions and conflicts, no?
Yeah, it does, particularly in the Niger Delta area, where many young people now have taken to kidnapping for ransom. Initially, they were kidnapping people in order to draw attention to what is happening in the area. But midway, some elements of criminals crept into their ranks, and kidnapping now is spreading to different parts of the country, not only in the Niger area. So it is this degradation of the environment that has now sparked this off and is spreading, causing insecurity in different parts of the country.
Which is connected to multinationals exploiting, no?
Yes, it certainly is something that has triggered it off. So it's closely linked to it.
Did other people at the Synod speak about the environment? Do you feel that it was given enough attention?
Oh, very many interventions at the General Assembly revolved around the environment. And also in our small group discussion, a lot was also done about environment. And it's within that context that we also heard about how some multinationals go to Africa to buy up arable lands, and in some cases wooded plains and valleys are destroyed because people cut these trees and transport them abroad. Especially the Chinese are doing that in many parts of Africa presently.
Are there so many Chinese?
In Nigeria, not as much as in other parts of Africa, but Of course, a good number are presently in Nigeria too.
What would you like to see happen in Nigeria in terms of greater awareness? Is there a network throughout Nigeria regarding this particular theme or not?
There are some NGOs that talk about the environment, and of course the church at the parish level, at the national level also. Sometime in the past, I think in the year 2000, we dedicated our cathedral. One of the major things we did was encouraging people to plant trees. If one cuts one tree, let him plant two.
The synod has come to an end. How would you comment?
Well, the message of the synod is a very powerful one, and I believe that when it is published, it will achieve the goals for which it was written. First and foremost, we try to draw the attention of the world to Africa. Africa is a continent that is blessed with many resources. And at the same time, whenever you are talking of development in the world, it appears to be at the bottom. Part of the problem is self-inflicted wounds on account of corrupt leadership. But other problems are from outside, namely the effects of colonialism and neo-colonialism, particularly in the area of international trade, the international debt burden, and of course the activities of multinationals. So these are some of the areas that have really impacted negatively on Africa. Attention was also drawn to the fact that the church is an agent of reconciliation. We are meant to be ambassadors of reconciliation. First and foremost, reconciliation with God will bring about reconciliation with one another. So the vertical dimension of reconciliation through prayer and the sacraments will impact that we are not only reconciled with God, but also reconciled with our neighbors. So every Christian, every member of Christ Faithful is meant to be an agent of reconciliation, justice and peace, beginning with the bishops, the clergy, the religious and the lay faithful in their various rank. In whatever theater of life each operates, each is expected to be an agent of reconciliation, justice and peace. And there are other special concerns the bishops looked into, and namely migration, the problem of migration. Poverty and hardship has resulted in worldwide migrations. We find Africans in different places. Many of them are doing good work. Others are struggling to survive and at times find themselves in very difficult situations on account of the restrictive laws now regarding immigration. Then we also had some concern expressed with respect to disease in Africa, tuberculosis, malaria, and HIV/AIDS. There was also concern shown regarding the young people because they are the targets of many ideologies and sects. And of course, a lot of concern was expressed on the family, which is also the victim of many poisonous ideological trends that are targeting African families. So these are some of the areas where the bishop showed some concern.
And my thanks there go to the Bishop of Umuahia in Nigeria, Lucius Uwejuru Ugoji. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.